defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Trump speaking live, his second live event of the day. I don't know if Kamala Harris will have a single one. Nobody really knows. She might not even know. She might be wearing headphones, so she can't be disrupted. Meanwhile, here's some of Biden. We might go back to Trump. Here's some of Biden. First, here's Biden. Listen to what he admits. Stunning revelation here. Of course, we all knew this, but now he admits it. What was the Inflation Reduction Act really about? But he doesn't just admit it. He then says, yeah, we lied about what it was called, too. Unbelievable. Clip five.
My investments, that through my investments, the most significant climate change law ever. And by the way, it is a $369 billion bill. It's called the, we should have named it what it was, but at any rate.
Okay, so he can barely even talk. $369 spending bill. They lied and called it the Inflation Reduction Act. And then he admits, yeah, we lied about the name. It was really just about investing in alternative energy. So look, I explain this all the time, but he said it, and so we might as well briefly explain this. It's a giant boondoggle. It's a giant Ponzi scheme. Just like they spent $7.8 billion, I believe that's the number, and they built, I think it was in that bill, and they built, what was it, guys? 9 electric charging vehicle stations? I think it was 9? Maybe 7? It was less than 10. It was single digits. For north of $7 billion, they built south of 10 electric charging stations. You can go, some of these places in Austin, Texas, you know, it's a little hip, little liberal. $7.5 billion in federal funds yield only 8 EV charging stations. And I believe that was part of the Inflation Reduction Act, fake lie name bill. There's places in Austin, like there's public parks or like community colleges, and there'll be 6 charging stations right there. Do you think those cost $7 billion to build? See, it's a giant boondoggle. So they get their friends, all these Democrat liberal thieves. By the way, studies have shown Democrats are like 100 times more likely to steal than a Republican. So they go out, they find their liberal Democrat friends, and they say, hey, you should invest in a green new energy company. Hey. Or you should invest in an electric vehicle charging station company. Oh, okay. Well, why? Well, because you see, I'll give you billions of dollars. And you can pocket as much as you want. Yeah, you build an electric station, you know, here or there, whatever. And you pocket the billions of dollars, and then I'll buy stock in your company. And I'll buy it at the lowest rate when you go public. And then when I give you that billions of dollars in government money, the stock prices will skyrocket, and then I'll make millions of dollars. That's how the Democrat Green New Energy scam really works. And so they're all in on it. You want to know? So Biden admits they lied about the name. Oh, the Inflation Reduction Act, which they probably lied about the name because the inflation was so out of control that they just wanted to have something out there for headlines. And, you know, they kind of do this thing now where they understand most people get their news. It's not from a newspaper scrolling through headlines anymore. Or it's not even necessarily people just going being directed towards websites. They might open up their internet browser and it'll take them to a website. Most people get their news from a search engine. It's all about search engine optimization. So they play these games now. So, yeah, the Democrats do these things where they'll say, oh, Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. Again, just money laundering. You can go on and on. So now you go search, inflation Democrats, inflation Biden, inflation Harris, and it's Inflation Reduction Act, Inflation Reduction Act, Inflation Reduction Act, and then that's the headlines. And then they rig the algorithm at Google so you don't see the headlines, inflation up 20% under Biden, inflation up 15% in 1 month, inflation skyrockets record levels under Biden. Instead, you search Google for inflation, and it's Biden signs Inflation Reduction Act. Harris agrees on Inflation Reduction Act. And so that's how Google lies and cheats for the Democrats. And that's why they lie about the Inflation Reduction Act. And then Biden comes out and he's gone. His mind is gone. Alzheimer's, whatever it is. And he just says, we lied about the name. It's not really about inflation. It was all about green new energy. So all the Democrats invest and buy stock in the green new energy companies. And then Biden gives $369 billion to all these companies. And so their friends make money. They only have to make 7 electric vehicle stations and a windmill. And then all their stock goes up 500%. And Nancy Pelosi becomes a centi-millionaire. That's how green new energy Democrat politics work. Right there. And Biden admits it. Right there on, I guess it's not the campaign trail. It's a White House event. But there he is. Now, this was Biden today. This guy's gone. Folks, this guy is gone. So I don't know who's really running the country. I don't know who's really running the White House. It's obviously not Kamala Harris. The media won't check on it. Listen to what Biden does today. Now, first he tells the debunked lie. Then he's about to tell a second debunked lie and realizes his brain kind of clicks on for a second and realizes, everybody knows that's a lie. And so he kind of corrects course and then just kind of goes awkwardly silent. So this was Biden today. Go ahead.
But my predecessor doesn't get it. He refused to visit an American cemetery in France that I was just near because, according to his own chief of staff, a 4-star Marine general, Trump said those servicemen buried there are suckers and losers. My son died because of year in Iraq. I'm just happy. I mean this in front of my heart. I'm glad I wasn't there. I think I would have done something. No, I think you would have too. They're heroes. He's the sucker. He's the loser.
Okay, so suckers and losers never happened. There were a dozen people in the room when this supposed comment was made, and all but the one liar that put it in a book, if he even put it there, who knows? There, you know, most of these books are ghostwritten. They say, hey, just turn on Trump. We'll put your name on a book. We'll have a ghostwriter write it. You don't have to do anything except take a check. But we got to put some anti-Trump stuff in there. And most of them just take the check. So, okay. Who knows? Who knows who even writes the book? They put that suckers and losers comment in it. All the other people in the Oval Office that day are asked, and they say, Trump never said that. Didn't happen. Total lie. Everybody on Trump's team, he's followed around all the time. They said, nope, never said it. Complete lie. Completely debunked. And then Biden comes out and says it on the campaign trail, and they cheer. Or a White House speaking event, and they cheer. But then did you see the second part? And my son, Bo! And he starts screaming and then realizes, everybody knows this one's a lie too. Play that again. This is an incredible moment. Play that again.
But my predecessor doesn't get it. He refused to visit an American cemetery in France that I was just near.
That he was just near? What is he talking about?
Chief of staff, a 4-star Marine general. Trump said those servicemen buried there are suckers and losers.
Never happened. But here, now this is crazy. Watch this.
My son died because of...
What?
Year in Iraq.
All right, that's good. So he starts screaming. as if somehow Trump called his son a sucker and loser. But then he realizes, okay, I've said this lie about my son dying in Iraq so many times, everybody knows it's a lie. Everyone knows it's a lie. You understand? Even the left-wing fact-checkers admit suckers and losers is a lie. Even the left-wing fact-checkers admit his son never died in Iraq, but he said it multiple times. So he's about to tell you the lie that his son died in Iraq, and then he has to, wait, everybody knows that's a lie. So he stops for a second, but he says, my son Bo died because of Iraq, because of a year in Iraq. Now look, Bo might have been the most upstanding member of society in the Biden family. He might have been maybe the most ethical of the Biden family. He was in Iraq as a lawyer. So I'm not even commenting on what he was or wasn't doing in Iraq. He didn't die in Iraq. And he didn't die because of any combat or the war in Iraq. But see, Biden's told this lie so many times. And oh, he's about to tell it again. And oh, he corrects himself and just kind of murmurs off. So that's the status of Joe Biden right now. He's gone. He's gone. Now, Kamala Harris is not the success story that they claim she is. And this was a year ago. This was a year ago. Forbes headline, the case against Kamala Harris as Biden's potential replacement. Here's New York Magazine, the case for Biden to drop Kamala Harris. So they were writing these stories a year ago. Kamala Harris has the lowest approval and popularity rating of any vice president of all time in American history. By far. She's in the 20s. So they're all sitting here a year ago, the Democrats, as you're getting ready for the campaign and the election cycle. And they're all sitting here thinking about how to win. And at the time, it was Biden, you know, the smartest guy of all time, most votes of all time. And so they're all thinking, okay, what's the best path for Biden to win? He's got to get rid of Kamala. That was the talking point a year ago, is that Kamala is such a disaster, they have to get rid of her. Remember, we played the clip of AOC yesterday where she admitted that the Democrats don't want Kamala either. So this whole thing is a complete disaster. Nobody likes Kamala. And anywhere you go, people understand, hey, you know, they cannot avoid getting the blame for the illegal immigrant situation and the flat-out invasion and the theft of your money that's going on in a lot of the Democrat cities. This is in New York. A guy hits the streets and asks New Yorkers about the illegal immigrant crisis. Everybody knows it's Biden-Harris. And so this is what it sounded like, clip 10.
And how do you feel about the current migration crisis here in New York specifically?
In New York, because I'm from New York, the current vibrations is that we are putting too much money into illegal aliens coming in here, all right? Too much money while we have the mentally ill that's here, the veterans that are here, and there's no type of programs that's good for them. Now they just allocated $5 billion.
And you're a New York taxpayer.
I'm a New York City taxpayer.
How do you feel about that?
I don't, we're getting taxed as Americans everywhere you looked at, mm-hmm. All right? But I don't feel that we should be going towards that. Then with the laws that they implement, you can't even deport them back no more. So they flooded all these immigrants in here. You can't send them back. They're raping and they're robbing, stealing. You know, they're trying to survive, but the raping I don't like. The way I feel, you know, you have to come in the right way, like every other. And what they're doing is basically, to me, it's a sham. It's shamming all of New York taxpayers. They're shamming everything.
The current migration crisis, well, it's suffocating the regular residents that's here. They're suffocating us.
How so?
Especially with the services. We need services. Mothers, fathers. Yeah. There's a lot of homelessness going on.
Yeah.
Who knows how many of these people were evaluated? We got a lot of mental health going on out here. You know, everybody here is like a couple of paychecks away from being homeless, and all the homeless shelters are crowded and they're causing ruckus. They just beat up cops.
How do you feel today? It was just announced that over $5 billion the last 2 years from New York taxpayers was gone for the homeless.
We were here.
Not homeless. I mean, the migration.
We thought it was a joke until we realized, yes, I heard they got a green card. They got a debit card and everything. Like, we didn't get none of that. The regular residents that live here needs that. We didn't get any of that. As a New Yorker, but then you still have to push on. Life goes on. You still have to do what you have to do because we move so fast. So you still have to go to work and just bring your, grit your teeth and bear it.
Work for the military industrial complex, work for the criminally illegal aliens.
What are your thoughts on the current situation?
Honestly, I think it's interesting because I pay a lot of money to be in this city. I'm barely holding afloat, to be honest, with my waitressing job, and the money is giving the city to the hotel, which, well, I mean, they're housing a bunch of illegal immigrants, so.
Yeah, so it seems like you're very frustrated, I'd sense.
I'm annoyed, to be honest.
Yeah. Dang, and how long have you been here in New York?
2 years.
Dang, and it's just become an impossible
imagine
to live
if people
here.
Made this honestly, connection.
Everything's so expensive.
Imagine if people had this understanding. You pay, when it's all said and done, probably close to 30, depending on where you live. If you're in New York, probably 40% of the money that you make goes towards taxes. And then those taxes go for foreign wars, the military-industrial complex, and illegal immigrants. And as she said, hey, you know, I'm working and struggling in New York. It's tough. Yeah, you probably pay 40% in taxes, and it's going to illegal immigrants and wars. Imagine if they made that connection and understood, well, gee, I should probably really think about who I'm voting for and not vote off of identity politics. And then all Americans should be unified to lower taxes and stop foreign wars. But see, you got to have that basic understanding. And really, it's an insult. It's an insult to everyday Americans that you have to pay for this invasion and you have to pay for foreign wars. What could $200 billion for Ukraine do for infrastructure? You ever been to New York City? It smells like trash because they don't even have proper trash receptacles, so they pile trash out on the streets. You ever been to New York City? Scaffolding on every block because I guess they just can't finish construction, or I don't know what that is. Just scaffolding everywhere. Imagine what $200 billion for Ukraine. Imagine what that could do for our country. $2 trillion spent in the Middle East. Imagine what that could do for our country. These connections must be made, and you got to vote accordingly. That's why we support Donald Trump, because he wasn't a part of any of this. He tries to stop it all, and then the media lies, and they say, vote Kamala. She's not white. But she's destroying your country that you can't stand, but you got to have the basic political IQ. You got to have the connections. You got to make the understanding. And that's what InfoWars is all about. So that's why they try to shut us down, and that's why they're so pissed off that Elon Musk purchased X and returned free speech to X so people can see videos like that and not be censored and post videos like that and not be censored. All right, but guarantee them to you, if Kamala gets into office, they're going to shut down X. They're going to shut down Rumble. They'll shut down Gab. They'll arrest all the creators. Guaranteed. And the situation now at Telegram is not very good, by the way, but I'll have an update on that coming up. Trump is still speaking. This is amazing. Trump speaking live. Two events today. Speaks live for hours. Anybody seen Kamala? I don't know. Let's go back to Donald Trump live.
Jocelyn Nungari in Texas was tied up, assaulted, and strangled to death by migrant criminals from Venezuela that Border Czar Harris released into our country in February, an illegal alien shot three D.C. police officers right through a door. In June, an illegal alien shot two NYPD officers, one in the chest, one in the leg. Many have died. Many, many have died. You could go over these stats all day long. Death. In July, another illegal alien reportedly shot a San Antonio police officer with a rifle and shot him in a bad place. Only days ago, a migrant from Haiti who Kamala flew into our country very specially, was arrested in Massachusetts for molesting a 10-year-old boy. Last month, another Haitian migrant was arrested in the same state for raping a 15-year-old girl. They're raping and they're killing people at levels that we've never seen. And you've seen what's going on in Colorado, and you see what's gone in Chicago. As we speak, heavily armed Venezuelan gangs have taken over entire apartment buildings and apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado, terrorizing the residents. They're taking over. In the old days, you had to pay to buy that building. They just take it over. Oh, the people are living in such fear. They've left. Under Border Czar Harris, we are being conquered. We're being actually conquered, if you think of it from within. But as soon as I'm back in the White House, the conquest will end and the great liberation of America will begin. And you're going to be the ones leading the pack. We will take back every single square inch of American territory, and that's been invaded by these migrant gangs. It's been taken over. I mean, real estate patches have been taken over, and this is just the beginning. You haven't seen anything yet because they're just getting, they're just sort of assimilating. And how about what they're doing to our schools? They're going into schools. They're beating the hell out of our other pupils. We're giving them chairs, and we're telling people that have been there, families that have had their children in that school, you can't go to that school anymore. We will dispatch ICE and the elite teams of federal law enforcement to clear out the gangs from Aurora and every other American city that's being torn up and victimized. And we'll get MS-13 and other vicious gangs out of our schools, out of our high schools, your communities, and out of our country. We're going to get them out of our country fast. You know, when I first came in, MS-13 was all over the place. We had so much. And I said, take them back to their country, Honduras, Guatemala. Take them back, El Salvador. And a general told me, sir, we can't take them back. Why? They won't accept them. When the plane is ready to land, they have major aircraft landed all over the runway, so you can't land the plane. The bus.
I'd love to see Kamala Harris do an hour of events once, an hour of live events. Trump did more than an hour earlier today, addressing the legal situation. He's been speaking for the police in front of the police for over an hour. Let's just see Kamala do 1 hour, just one. Can she do it?
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harry?